World AIDS Day is celebrated each year on December 1st. The tradition started, I believe, about 18 or 20 years ago. And there's a theme for each year to just remember this epidemic. Now that it's been around a while, sometimes it gets out of people's minds a little bit more. And this year the theme is Stop AIDS, Keep the Promise. And it's more about holding all of us accountable and responsible, but particularly some of our government leaders.
What sort of things have been happening here in Birmingham to mark World AIDS Day?
There's been a lot going on in our community. On Monday at St. George's Clinic at Cooper Green Hospital, they had an unveiling of a wonderful portrait exhibit of some of the long-term survivors that are patients at their clinic, and they were photographed, and the exhibit opened on that Monday night. There was a warm reception, despite that it was pouring down rain. A lot of people still turned out. And if you have a chance to go by there, these pictures are very powerful, just to give you an idea of there are real humans that sometimes we forget the face that is behind this disease that is the important part that we need to remember. So that happened on Monday. And on Tuesday evening, we had a celebrity basketball game out at Miles College. And it was a great success. We had a great turnout. And it really involved the audience while the game was going on. We had some local celebrity folks that were playing a National Reserve team, and the game was really close. Our celebrities came out ahead by 2 points, so we just got the audience involved, and it was really focused on younger folks. And because this epidemic is rapidly growing within our population under 25, we really feel like it's an important audience for us to target. So we have events going on throughout the week that are focusing on high schools and college campuses.
I was going to say, I read that one of the things you're doing is a workshop at Inslee High School with students there. What's the reaction been of young people, of teenagers, especially to outreach efforts as far as AIDS education goes?
Teenagers really are seeking information. It's so vital for young people to be getting this information from all different ways. And obviously, we are big believers that we hope that information starts at home, where parents can feel more open communicating with their children. But it's a hard topic. When we're talking about HIV, we're talking about difficult subjects to talk about in the family. But the more that can happen, the most, that's just so important, because in making decisions related to sexual health, that family values are an important part of that. And then for our role to really be able to give accurate information to young people, there is, despite that they've grown up with HIV in their lives, there's still a lot of myths out there, because young people get information from their peers and also from the media. And sometimes some of those, the media models obviously aren't always presenting a wonderful, healthy model that our young people might want to try to live by.
No, I was just reading there's a new UN report that says there's now the largest number of people globally living with HIV than ever before. I just wonder, how do things stack up here in Alabama? Are we seeing HIV cases increase, or are they going down or staying level? I mean, do we have any sort of gauges where we stand against what's happening globally?
We're still part of the rising epidemic. We had a few years there where we sort of leveled off, and now the numbers are starting to increase again. And I think that might be due a little bit to some complacency, where people are familiar with HIV now, but they don't pay quite as much attention to it as they used to. Also, some of the exciting things that we have with treatments that are available for people, which do help people live longer lives. And so now there are certainly more people living with HIV. But sometimes for those folks who are uninfected, they think, well, there's treatment available, maybe I don't need to be as cautious. And certainly if you were to ask anyone, I think, with HIV, they would say they would rather not be taking those medications if they didn't need to be. So we have the good news that people are living longer, but we also have new infections that continue to grow globally, but also right here in Jefferson County and in Birmingham, the numbers are just creeping up. And we see new patients at our clinic almost on a daily basis.
I was also looking at some data that was showing that one population that seems to be especially vulnerable here in the U.S., are African-American women in the Southeast. It seems that the epidemic is really growing in that population. What sort of things are you doing this week, and maybe just overall, to try to reach out to that group?
Right. That's an important population that we do try to target. And again, you know, we try to start young by getting the message out there to young women and young men, because there needs to be open communication at the high school, at the college level, and with events that we're doing in the community just to raise awareness. One of the events, our sort of signature event on December 1st, is a town hall meeting at the Alabama Theater. And what that will be comprised of will begin with a brief candlelight vigil just to remember those people that have gone before us and celebrate the lives of people with HIV. And then we'll move on to, we're going to show a film called A Closer Walk. And it's a very powerful documentary, about an hour and a half long, that really gives the human face of what HIV is about, from the young orphans who are infected to the women. As you mentioned, there's quite a bit of attention in the film paid to women and how the discrepancies that still exist, and they exist right here in Birmingham, and certainly at a greater level in many other countries in the world, where women are just in a much more vulnerable position, and it makes it a more difficult issue. We can't just focus on HIV alone. We need to look at all the issues that make women more vulnerable to this disease. The final part of our town hall meeting is going to be a panel discussion where we're bringing together community leaders, particularly Congressman Arthur Davis is going to be joining us, as well as leaders in the medical community, the faith community, to really have an open dialogue about HIV. And we encourage people to join us.